Hey friends, it's Mitzi, and welcome back to a mini-series of What She On About called Hashtag No One Tells You. And for specificity, we're talking about the things that hashtag no one tells you when someone passes away, because there's never a good time to talk about it. There really isn't. And there's never a good time to bring it up. And sometimes people just don't want to talk about it, you know? So what are you meant to do? I wanted to do one last episode for now and talk about two things that I didn't cover in my funerals episode. That episode, that could have been a much longer one because I didn't talk about death certificates. So that was something that at the funeral home, they asked us how many copies we needed. And they were able to obtain it for us just to make things a little bit easier. You know, obviously death certificates are needed for literally everything. I think it costs maybe about $6 per copy. And so when they asked us how many we needed, I had no idea at the time. And I think I said 8 copies. 6 or 8 copies. And honestly, I think I only have 2 left right now, because unlike the letters of testamentary, people will keep copies of, or will keep originals of the death certificate. So it's hard to sort of gauge at the time as you're doing everything how many you might need. But the good news is it is something that you can order and do on your own afterwards. Obviously, since they were offering, we said, hey, you know, no problem. We'll go ahead and take these 6 to 8 copies right now. I would definitely suggest, similar to the letters of testamentary, that you scan it in. I actually have 2 versions, one where some personal information is blocked out and one where it's the full thing. I've also made some really good color copies of it as well for the people that were willing to take that. And that's why that's actually why I was able to stretch out the 6 to 8 copies that we got. I probably needed an inordinate amount because, in addition to just dealing with my sister's regular stuff, as most of you know, she was a lawyer as well. So dealing with her law firm in her office and all of that stuff as well. So that's the death certificates. Forgot to mention those. The other thing I forgot to mention is the headstone. So that's another thing that I didn't know this. So I'm putting it under the auspices of hashtag no one tells you that the headstone is something that you have to take care of and you have to do. The cemetery doesn't do it for you. At least the cemetery we went to doesn't do it for you. And the cemetery that we're in happens to have an entire booklet of rules of things that you can and can't do with the headstone that you buy and that you're allowed to put in. Yeah, I know. So, they actually recommended a company that they work with quite a bit. Honestly, it was the only name. And so they definitely have a monopoly on there. Obviously, you can go wherever you like, but the place that they suggested already knew all of the rules and guided us towards the stuff that they knew would fall within the parameters and wouldn't get rejected. Because, oh yes, after you've picked the details and you've picked the type of stone, so on and so forth, it has to be approved by the cemetery before they'll go ahead and start, which I, again, didn't know. Yeah, no, I didn't know. It took us a while. My sister passed away in April. We didn't actually go in until August to do it, because it's just, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. What I didn't anticipate and what I'd forgotten is, with COVID and everything having been shut down, everything's backed up. I should have known this. I should have remembered it, but again, wasn't thinking. And thought, okay, maybe a little backed up, but not that backed up. My God, they were backed up. And supply chain issues. It's just nightmare. So we were actually told that we needed to put it in by a certain date in August to even guarantee that it would go in by the end of the year. And as it so happens, it did indeed take that long. It did. It took a very long time, and actually it didn't, it came in like maybe right before Christmas, New Year's. And then we were told the ground is too cold to put it in. Which, now that I think about it, what happens if you die in like January, and it's super cold and it's snowing? Like, do they not do the funeral because the ground is too hard and they can't dig it? I don't know. Or is it just, hey, yes, we'll be able to dig up the ground to put in, your loved one in the casket and all that business, but headstones, gravestones, those will have to wait. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it took so long for then the winter to pass that literally it wasn't until March that we were able to get it in, which was white knuckling it, because actually, I guess I can't even say white knuckle because my knuckles don't get white. That's a saying that really only applies to white people, doesn't it? Anyway, whatever. The agita that I had because. Sorry. The agita that I had just waiting and hoping that we would get the gravestone in time for her 1 year death anniversary, because in the meantime I'd actually made a grave marker myself that we put there until the gravestone was ready. And the cemetery gave us a marker actually, but I wanted a personal one until we could get the gravestone. So that's what we did until the gravestone was ready. And the personal grave marker is still there as well, because I really think she would have liked it. It's not cheap. It's another cost, basically. So yeah, that was something that I didn't know. And hashtag, I think no one tells you. All right, friends. This might be my last episode for a little bit. I think I've covered the biggest things that I thought, hashtag, no one tells you. I'm gonna reach out to a few people, see if maybe they want to join me and talk about their experience, or at least maybe have them talk to me about their experience and I can relay it to you. But for now, I think this will be my last episode for a little bit. But if I come back, I will definitely let you know. All right. If you want to share any of your hard-earned wisdom or have anything to add at all, please go ahead and email us at thewsoashow@gmail.com. Bye bye now.